Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our first 2026 edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. So, Happy New Year, everybody. It is the 4th of January, 2026. Whew. And isn't it fun? one more excuse to hear some of the Jingle Cats we only get to hear once a year. And we've got them, of course, to say sayonara to 2025. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be moving into a new year. Well, at least I thought I was. Until this weekend, but we're not going to go there. We're going to stay with the topics at hand. And that, of course, right now would be Animal World production engineer Nathan Miller is here keeping things going. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
And Happy New Year.
Good morning. It is quite rainy out there, pretty much how we were used to at the end of 2025 and now opening up 2026, it appears. But hey, it's just the Pacific Northwest. What else can we expect out there, right?
Well, I'll tell you, it's just kind of miserably rainy and wet here. And it sounds like same thing with you down there, huh?
It is quite wet out there, actually. Still need to get the camera set up here, but I can do some raindrop races down the window of the studio here right now. And currently, they got a Grand Prix going on because there's a lot of them.
Wow. Wow. But, you know... Well, let's see. It's been what, 2 weeks since we've our last live show.
2 weeks,
because takes the last Sunday of the month off. But between then and now, gosh, winter sort of happened up here, Nathan. I mean, I got like 3 inches of snow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Whenever it was, I don't exactly remember exactly when it was, but it was sometime since the last time, probably shortly. Probably close to when we did our last show or something. But anyway, there was when we were expecting some snow, but it was mostly outlying areas. Well, that would, of course, be me. And the temperature went down, got covered with about 3 inches. And I have to say, the temperature stayed low enough that it was one of those times where I was white for a week.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it wasn't interfering with the roads or anything and all of that, you know, and but everything was white for a week, like, you know, Sunday afternoons. You all know I do Sunday afternoons chores, and many of you hear that one of those jobs is I clean up the dog yard and scoop poop. Well, uh-huh. Couldn't do that last year, so I have an extra big job today, Nathan, because the snow is gone, so
okay.
I can now police the dog yard again. But just it doesn't sound like I think you got more wet than anything down south. But
yeah,
I did
nothing
get
white over here, just a bunch of rain. And I'm curious, did you have a white Christmas or not, or was that after Christmas had come and gone?
Well, let's see. So, no, did not have, that's okay. Now, all right. Thank you. Now you've brought the timing back in. Did not have a white Christmas. The snow came Christmas Day night into the next day.
Okay.
So I had a white day after Christmas and then was white for a week after that.
Because as you know, I was out in Kentucky.
Right, so that's going to bring me up to you. You got to go fly back to Kentucky and do Christmas with your family. So tell us about that. How was that?
Well, before we get into that, I'll talk about the snow real quick as a little bit of a segue, because on my flight home, I flew back on that evening that you were just mentioning, and I was on the plane and then coming on approach into Seattle on the 26th, the evening of that, and I was looking outside the window, and it looked like that channel you tune into, and there's nothing there. It's just, you know, all that static and the white.
Uh-huh,
that's
uh-huh.
what it looked like looking out the plane window, because it was
looked like
currently,
static because there was snow.
Yeah, we were going through a snow cloud or something like that. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And not often
must
that
have been flying over my
cloud.
House.
Yeah, probably. I mean, we did come in through the north, so I wouldn't doubt it if I could have looked out the window and given you a little wave.
Yeah, but that's when it happened. The snow happened on the 26th.
Yeah.
And so. I think the 26th into the 27th, and then I was wet or white for a week or more. Yeah, so anyway,
Kentucky.
Yeah, so you flew back to Kentucky because that's where your brother is with his wife and your two nieces.
Yep.
No, you're still Uncle Nathan. And your mom and dad are now, they moved back last year to Tennessee.
They did.
But they're very close to your brother in Kentucky, right? They're not too far away, but...
I mean, it's close enough to make a drive up there, but it's not like a day trip type of drive. You know, it's a four-hour drive to go to there. So, you know, they're probably most likely
kind of like
to
here to Spokane, maybe? I was thinking Seattle to Portland, but it sounds like it's longer than that.
Further than Portland, yes.
Yeah, okay. But so did you all gather at your brother's house?
We did, and so I flew out there, of course, and then my parents, they drove up, and we stayed at my brother's house from the Monday through the Friday of that week of Christmas.
And you had a wonderful time?
Well, 80%, I would say. We had a little bit of the norovirus kind of go through.
Oh dear.
My brother and my dad, they got the full front of it. And me and my mom, we both got kind of mild cases of it.
Well, norovirus, isn't that one of the viruses that you hear about on cruise ships and
you're
stuff?
You're thinking of probably the Norwalk virus.
No, I didn't even know there was a Norwalk virus. Don't tell me that. So how do you know that's what it was?
Oh, just all the symptoms of it. It's something that hits your stomach and only your stomach, and it comes on really fast without warning, and then it goes away really quickly after, like, you know, 6 hours or so.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah, but...
But you didn't get it,
I got a mild instance of it,
Okay. You're sure it wasn't food poisoning?
Oh, no, because it... then everybody else would have had it, because we all ate the same meals.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah. So, okay. Everybody got it, seemed like 2 days after another, the next person would get it. So it just it ran
just
its course.
I'm sorry that interfered a bit, but were you able to have a nice Christmas with family anyway?
Yeah, we were able to manage to do that. That's why I said 80%. We got everything we wanted to do. We just had, you know, that virus go through.
All right. And Santa Claus bring you good things?
Oh, yes. I got lots of Bigfoot-type stuff. And the nieces, they also got their own little pairs of Bigfoot slippers, too.
Oh, how cute.
There's a little bit of a theme for that Christmas this year, as you can probably tell.
No, I'm wondering about Fia in the Philippines and your lady friend. Did you figure out a way to celebrate Christmas long distance?
Oh yeah, that's you just pull out the video call and then join in as we're going to the celebration. So as we were like opening gifts up in Kentucky, you know, I had her on a video call with me, and then she could watch everybody open up the gifts because there are some things that came from the Philippines for Christmas too. So it was really great to watch. You know, have her witness my nieces opening up the little stuffed seahorses that we got from the aquarium.
Well, I'll have more. I think I told you about it. I can't remember if I did or not. But part of my family, our Christmas was a little less chaotic than usual, only because there are, you know, kids in my family, and my brother's kids all have kids. But his oldest daughter and her husband and their three kids were not with us for Christmas Eve and Christmas because my daughter's niece married a Filipino man.
Uh-huh.
And his family spends a lot of time going, you know, in the Philippines and stuff, but Mary has never been there, my niece, and the three kids. Have never been to the Philippines, so they don't know about their heritage and, you know, where their dad, you know, came from, all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all, the three of them, old enough now that they could appreciate the trip. So they spent Christmas in the Philippines. They just got back on New Year's Day. We're going to have a second Christmas up here with them, which is very cool from my perspective because I get to see everybody again. But anyway, no doubt they'll have lots of wonderful Philippine stories.
They will. It's a beautiful country. Yeah. Do you know which parts they went to?
No, I don't. I don't. But I'll find out. when we have our second Christmas and hear all about it. I know the oldest daughter, who's quite sensitive, young teenager now, and she was kind of upset not being with family. And it took me back to when I was a teenager. We spent one Christmas in Hawaii because my uncle and his family were stationed at Schofield Barracks on Oahu. And so we were there. We went for the Christmas holiday to Hawaii. And I'll tell you, it was the weirdest Christmas I ever have. And it wasn't Christmas because, it was warm and sunny and you wanted to go to the beach. And I wasn't used to that growing up here in the Pacific Northwest. And, of course, they had a Christmas tree. A live Christmas, a cut Christmas tree. But it was pretty much dead because they have to ship them over from the mainland. So, kind of a drying out dead Christmas tree and go to the beach in the sun. And for us, it just was really strange Christmas. So I could really commiserate with her and missing being here with family. But I'm sure they had a wonderful experience. So I'm eager to hear if the wonderful experience of being able to, see her heritage and learn about the Philippines and travel like you did around, if that made up for, not being with family and being here for Christmas. So we'll find out.
Yeah, I'm sure. Especially if they did a lot of fun things and did some good sightseeing, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then found out that, that this is, too, family.
Exactly. Exactly. So anyway, let's see. We got some things to chat about. I guess before we get to chat and just let everybody know, it is the first Sunday of the month. And in keeping with tradition, it is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And Marilyn from Meow will be back with us here at the bottom of the hour. And we will talk with Eileen from Help Animals India in the second hour. And we have Merritt and Beth Clifton and animals24-7.org will be with us as well. And then we will finish up towards the end of the show with the great events and stuff coming up in Ananda. So that's what we're doing today. And Nathan, you mentioned that it is wet, wet, wet around here. We are being the Pacific Northwest.
Funny you shouldn't mention that. When I said that it was, now I'm getting some breaks in the clouds, and it's getting to be partly sunny.
You're kidding.
I am not. In fact,
well, then you sent all those clouds up here because it's dark up here, and it is raining.
Let me see if I can actually get that camera turned around right now. So.
Oh, that's right, because I don't have a view of... Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Oops. Put that up just a little bit. There you go.
Oh, well, I'll be darned. You do have just a titch of a little blue poking through there and a little sun poking through.
And the rain has stopped.
So that brings me to my next... What are we looking at? I thought it was just going to be rain all day, but maybe it's going to lighten up a little bit. And but I think we just kind of got rain and this, 30s to 40 degrees. I think that just continues forever for the rest of our lives now.
Yeah, right now. I think our climate is just going to be this forever atmospheric river, it seems like. So much rain and... all that. It is going to get a bit gusty out there, too. Today, we're looking at maybe approaching 30-mile-per-hour wind gusts. But apart from that, it doesn't look like it'll get any heavier than that as far as wind goes. And
yeah, nothing here. My flag is hanging down and nothing's moving, so there's no wind out here yet either.
Tuesday looks like it'll be quite rainy and windy, too. Once you get to Tuesday, they're saying
yeah,
up
I think
to
Monday. It looks like
an
Monday
inch.
Might be a nice day.
Well, yeah, partly sunny, but still a chance of rain in the morning and afternoon. So, yeah, just kind of keep an eye out for some sun breaks. And if you want to get some breaks from the rain, well, be watching the weather and take advantage of it when it does happen, because it's going to be hard to, predict when it would be a good time to be out in the sun or away from the rain.
Yeah. Well, and gosh, and then we've got a lot of crazy energy going on. I mean, we are in full moon energy right now and coming off the solstice, you know, the winter solstice and all of that. A lot of astrological stuff. But had my 2026 astrological calendar came yesterday and reminded me, hey, how about we be on top of things ahead of time? So what I'm going to do as part of current events today, so just so you know, I'm going to let you know when the Mercury and retrograde cycles are for the whole year. I think there's three of them. But anyway, I'm going to tell you so that we can sort of know ahead of time when Mercury's going to be messing with us. But I have the book and the dates, and I will give you those today. Let's see, we do have to take care of advertisers and then officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. But just got to say, Nathan, I know... You know, you're into the Mariners and sports and you're Bigfooting and all of that good stuff. And they're kind of, you know, it's not baseball's on hiatus at the moment. But how about the Seahawks?
Yeah.
Did you pay attention yesterday?
I was actually down at a restaurant and it was kind of weird seeing the Seahawks game on their TVs because I'm so used to football being on a Sunday or Thursday or Monday. It's like, Saturday is like, oh, right, it's Saturday today, and had to remind myself what day it was. But yeah, just the seeing them on TV, that was one of the times that I actually was really able to sort of get and watch the game just because I don't really have TV at home. So, but yeah, just watching them play, it was really incredible just to see how well they perform. You know, they're going up against the 49ers who were. Also, you know, trying to play for something. And it's
well, it was
like
kind of like for all the monies, marbles, and chalk. It was, you know, whoever won got to be the division champ. And the Seahawks are division champs.
They are.
They won, they're in the playoffs for absolute sure. And they get home field advantage through the whole thing. You know, I'm not all that crazy about this, you know, the coach and the football team and all of that. I still miss Pete Carroll and all of that. But it would certainly seem I don't really know how the heck they got here and how they, you know,
I don't think anybody knows.
I just can't figure out how they really got here and did this. Except that I think it might have something to do with the fact that maybe, just maybe, the Seahawks have a defense for the first time ever, I think, in their whole lives.
Well, I wouldn't say ever, because when we won the Super Bowl, we were an elite defense that year.
Well, yeah, but I don't even remember that hardly. So.
Okay.
Anyway, so the first time in a really long time, but I think we actually might have a defense. I think that's what saved the team. But anyway, so maybe, you know, the coaches are good and all. But anyway, might as well get on the Seahawks team because they're winning. And who knows? They could go all the way.
Yeah, the Seahawks are winning their games because they don't let the other teams win the games. They, you know, prevent them from scoring. And, you know, as the whole saying goes, if they can't score, they can't win.
Yeah, that seems to be what it is. I mean, the defense has really stepped up, and you know, because San Francisco can be a really great team, especially
offensively. Oh, for sure, especially in their home field too.
Yeah, they were at home field and all of that. But anyway, congratulations to the Seahawks, and you have to keep paying attention because they are definitely in the playoffs. They are the champs.
They are.
Okay, so we're good on that. Looks like it is time. I just want to tell you, too, the new year has started off right for Animal TV. Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, marathon yesterday on Animal Planet. So good Animal TV is back, at least for the moment. We are going to take care of our advertisers, and then soon as we continue, we will officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations for the first time in 2026. And then it will be time to start Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that starts our Animal Friends Sunday. And we'll catch up with Marilyn because she wasn't here the last Sunday, the last month of the year. So we got a couple months to catch up with her and see how Meow is doing and all that good stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. News, prayers, and affirmations coming up right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on our first 2026 edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we are getting ready to start Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday, but we got to first get us officially started here. If you haven't been here when I officially start the show, I do that with, because it's Sunday and I can, a couple of prayers, one for us human animals and another one for our animal friends. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that have been contributed by one member or the other of our Animal World family, and we've chosen them for their life-altering potential. So you may participate with me and say the prayers and the affirmations along with, or you can opt out. It's not like dancing when we bop around to music at 10 and 11 where dancing is required. Here you can opt out. Alrighty, so we're going to start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. So here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, and then for us human animals, it is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. We need to give this extra energy, folks. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty, now we got our pile of affirmations here, and affirmation one comes from the Ananda Institute, and was a spiritual assignment to me many years ago, and it was, you know, say this out loud three times, once a day for a week, see what happens. Well, I'm still doing it. It's changed my life. It really did shift the energy. So I share it with you here, and I say each of these affirmations out aloud three times. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two comes from our best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen. She'll be here in studio next week, and we need you to be here too. Let's see. And this one, when she works with somebody on the air, she gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from, and so many of you reported to me, it's changing your life. I started doing it. It is really quite miraculous. And you can do, when I in this affirmation, when I say abundant, for our purposes here, you can imagine in your mind the type of abundance you want to attract in your life at this time, or you can just imagine abundance in general. All right, here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty then. This next one also comes from Ananda, but the Italian division. And this is the one affirmation I use for me and my animals to keep us in the right frame of mind when we have to go out in the world. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, then this next affirmation actually comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator and medium and psychic gal. And this is the one that I use for me and my animals as well to keep us, try to keep us in balance with the crazy energies going on right now. Here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty then, we conclude this pile of affirmations with the last longer affirmation. This again comes from Ananda Worldwide, and boy, do we need this one. Sending God's light all around the planet. And down south, Venezuela might be a good idea at this point. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with a love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti. And now to conclude this whole thing, Dr. Nell's contribution. His energy is still with us. Cross your hands over your chest and to seat this all for the day and the week. Repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. All righty. Now, we're all spiritually balanced and lined up here, so it is time to begin Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And, boy, we missed her last month, but so glad that she's back so we get to catch up. From Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, Washington, Marilyn Hendrickson is here. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
It's been two good months, and I stumbled over your name already.
Well, I guess we want to know, at some point in her life, has she ever gone by Marie for short?
I don't think so.
I've been called worse.
All right. Well, so, Marilyn, how are you? We missed you last month. Did you have a good holiday season, Christmas and all of that, with your kitties and all
of that? Yeah, we had a great holiday season. We thankfully don't live by a river, so we were safe from flooding.
Excellent, excellent. I am high and dry also, but boy, the floods were all around.
Yeah, we had some interesting rescue stories that happened in the flood. Uh-huh. Yeah, we did.
Now, did this involve like cats or kittens or something that you ended up having to rescue and all of that?
Yeah.
Displaced by the flooding, or tell us a little bit.
Well, there was a very nice man who lives out in Monroe. I think that's your neck of the woods.
That's where I live, yep.
Yeah. And mind you that his house was partially underwater.
Oh, dear.
He was outside assessing the damage, and there was a little patch of dry land off in the distance. And he thought he heard meowing.
Uh-oh.
And he waited all the way out there, and there were seven tiny little kittens on this little dry patch of land.
Oh, my!
So he got them all.
Just the kittens? No mom?
No mom in sight.
Wow.
So he got them, and an hour later, that patch of land was underwater.
Oh, my word! Boy, must have been some divine guidance there that he found them just in time.
I know it.
Oh, my goodness.
They're safely tucked away in a foster home. They're doing really well. That was probably 3 weeks ago, I think, now.
Wow.
So
how young do you think they were, do you know, at the time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were 3.5 to 4 weeks.
Wow. So that is really, really young.
Tiny, tiny little ones.
Gosh, it makes you wonder, you know, what happened to mom.
I know.
Boy, but at least the kittens were safe, and he found them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So bless his heart, and that, you know, for him to do that and then follow through and get you guys involved. You know, that's what it's all about, all of us helping each other, well, no matter what kind of a suit we're in, animal or human.
And despite the fact that his house was flooding, his priority is to save these kittens.
What's to save the kittens? Doesn't that just touch your heart? You know, that's what this is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
It's times like these that I think you see people's true humanity come out. And that's kind of, we put all the differences aside and just help each other. It's too bad we can't stay in that energy more.
Yeah.
Realize we're all part of the same whole. And we do much better when we work things together. So those kittens will stay in foster until they're old enough to be spayed and neutered and chipped and all that good stuff and vaccinated, and then when they're ready they'll come into the shelter for adoption.
Yep.
And what color kitties do you know?
It was a variety pack.
Okay.
Blue and tabby and black, think primarily.
I'm wondering. I'm thinking about what's every, what'd you guys name the kittens? There's got to be a I don't know where that was. Well, they probably was Skykomish River that was the problem. So you could have a sky.
I really am not sure. Yeah.
Oh, anyway, I'm thinking about river names.
Well, the foster mom chose bird names. So they're all named
bird names.
A different species of birds.
Oh, no, that's interesting. All right. Yeah. So let's, before we move on, for anybody that doesn't know, why don't you give us a quick lowdown on what is Meow?
Meow is a nonprofit 501c3 rescue organization shelter. We're located in Kirkland in the Houghton area. On site, we have cats and kittens, and in foster, we have cats, kittens, and a few dogs, and we got a couple new puppies I've been seeing online. They're all in foster homes.
Yeah, so then you have the shelter is in the Houghton area of Kirkland, as you said, and shelter is now open. Of course, if you can check out the available cats and kittens and dogs online anytime, right?
Right.
Yep, so that's meowcatrescue.org. And then you just click on, I think, available cats and kittens or available dogs and whatever, and then you can see what's available. And then you can actually start the adoption process, I think, online, can't you, Marilyn?
Yeah, you can fill out the application right at home and then bring it down.
Okay. Or you can just come by the shelter if you want to come and see who's there and who's available. You are open now, is it 5 days a week now?
Yeah, Wednesday through Sunday, one to five.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m.
That's right.
So that means today is Sunday, and so that means Meow's open. So you can listen to Animal World, and then you can take yourselves over to Meow and add a new kitty or a pair of kitties to your family.
Yeah.
Now, are you up to your eyeballs in cats and kittens? Have things slowed down at all? I know you kind of been saying there doesn't seem to be a kitten season, and obviously this litter of kittens that just got rescued in the flood would say no. Even though it is technically winter, there's still a litter, you know, kittens. So how's it going?
It hasn't slowed down a bit. Mm. I myself have a mom and kittens. We have, I don't know, probably at least a dozen or more foster homes that have moms and babies.
Wow. Wow.
And it hasn't slowed down at all. Also not slowed down, though, is adoptions. And I know in the last 3 days, I think we've done something like 25 adoptions. So,
how wonderful.
It is wonderful. The shelter looks empty right now, and it is kind of empty right now, but we will be repopulating this week.
No problems with the repopulation. So when that happens, is that just because you just need to move more into the shelter from foster homes?
Well, yeah, that and the fact that we have done an astounding number of adoptions just between Christmas and New Year's has been crazy.
Wow.
And so, which is really good because a lot of nice adults have been adopted, which is always really special.
And I have seen some really nice pictures because you post pictures of the kitties and their new adopters before they go home. And I love looking at those pictures and see, who chooses what. But that's really good that people are adopting because, you know, a lot of people are not wanting to spend money these days. And I know my business is really, really slow, but it's wonderful to know that people are still adopting. And to have so many here right after the holidays, I wonder, maybe people are spending their Christmas money or something.
Maybe. And I think the kids are home from Christmas break.
That's true,
You know, things like that. But we have plenty more coming. So I have to say today it looks a little bit empty, but by Wednesday we will be full up again.
All right. All right. And I'm assuming that because we didn't actually get a report on the holiday bazaar and, you know, the Santa Paws pictures and all of that. But did the events go well and we had a good Meow had a good holiday season?
Yes, we had a great holiday season. I know the holiday bazaar was a huge success and everybody had a good time. And I think they basically sold out of everything.
Wow.
Santa photos were great. Lots of fun was had there. And so now
yeah, sounds like a great season. All right. Well, now, I'm looking at the clock. We need to take care of advertisers one more time before we finish this hour. So we'll go ahead and do that now. We will then continue our discussion with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And then when we continue, Marilyn, you can let us know any events, any things coming up that we need to know about or mark our calendars for down the line. And then we can find out if there's any special kitties or kittens or that you know about that you want to highlight or that have been hanging out with all the push and adoptions, they're still there. You know, some of them take a while. But anyway, so we'll chat more with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of our first New Year edition, 2026, of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I have to tell you, Robbie Golden Retriever says, Happy New Year, everybody. He normally is not in here when I'm doing the show, but it's really rainy and it's kind of cold out. And he's getting older, and so he's inside, but he gets a little jealous when his mom is talking to someone other than him. And of course, yeah,
I don't see him, but I can see your arm petting him over there. And funny that you should mention the rain. It must be still rainy up where you are, because down here, oh boy, is it starting to get pretty clear out in the skies. It's almost
you've got sunshine. You have a little blue sky. You have some puffy, wider clouds. I look out here. Nothing of that is making it up here. It's all dark, and it's raining pretty darn good right now.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just gray, and it's not just the trees dripping or the roof. It's definitely raining. Oh,
so no
well.
Wonder Robbie is inside.
Right. You know, in his younger golden days, weather didn't matter and all of that. But now that he's older, he'd just as soon be in when it's really cold. But I do have to say, when the weather, I don't know if you've noticed this with Abby Border Collie, but when it gets really cold, especially get some snow, their energy level like skyrockets.
And they got to keep themselves warm.
Well, that seems to be what it is. But even Robbie at 13 and being an elderly golden, it gets, that temperature goes down, and all of a sudden he acts like a puppy for 5 minutes.
Now, is that indoor energy level or outdoor energy level?
Well, it's outdoor energy level, but it carries indoors. Like if he's been outside and it's been in the like high 20s or low, you know, around freezing and it's cold, then he'll come back in and grab his, his Merry Christmas Huggle Hound from Aunt Stacy, you know, and shake it around a little bit and stuff. So
still got to warm up the fur.
Yeah. So, but anyway, Robbie says Happy New Year, just so y'all. So anyway, my cats are not here to say hi to Marilyn and meow. The cats went back to bed. Sophie was here a minute ago, but she's gone. Anyway, so we are in the middle of a conversation with Marilyn Hendrickson from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And let's see, Marilyn, we kind of established that for really good whatever reasons, Meow's doing a good business of adoptions right now. And not as many cats in the shelter right now this weekend, but you say that that's going to be changing, and by Wednesday, shelter will be all full up again. At any rate, anything coming up event-wise or anything that we should put on our calendars that we need to know about?
Well, we're in the early stages of planning our auction, which I think is going to be in June. I don't have the exact date yet. But
that would be the Fine Wines and Felines annual auction and dinner and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just starting to plan that now.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, you can keep in mind that it'll probably happen in June sometime. Is that what you're thinking? Okay. All right.
Yep.
So we'll keep that in our minds. And of course, Marilyn will let us know as soon as there's a date and all that good stuff. And just wondering if there are any special kitty characters down in there that you want to highlight or talk about.
Yeah. You know, we have a pair of sisters. They're probably 9 or 10 months old. They're white with some little van patches on them, I believe. And they came from a hoarding situation.
Wow.
And one of them had, they both had untreated, eye infections when we got them. And so one of them has permanent damage to her eye. Uh-huh. And she's got, as a result of that, she has a clogged tear duct. So her eye is always kind of red and weepy, and I think that's scaring people off. Even though she's fine, she doesn't require meds or anything like that. Really sweet, beautiful, beautiful kitties.
So 8 or 9 months, they're just young teenagers.
They are, yeah.
And they're very bonded with each other, so you want them to go as a pair?
Oh, yes. They're very bonded. Yeah.
And I think, don't you recommend, especially, I know I do as a behavior therapist, people don't have cats, or maybe if they have an older cat and want to get another cat, you recommend adopting a bonded pair of young cats.
Yeah, we do. And some of our cats are absolutely bonded, and we wouldn't even dream of unbonding them. But, you know, I mean, if you're gone a lot, if you work a lot, if you have an active social life, it's always nice to have company for your existing cat or kitten.
Well, yeah, and I often have to explain to people, especially if you have an older cat or cat in your household and you want to bring in younger one, if you just get one kitten, they're going to drive your old cat nuts, and it's not might not work out so well. But if you bring in a pair of bonded young ones, then they can play and wear out each other, you know, and the older one can participate or not, but that's usually a better way to go.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
It's not etched in stone. Is it an absolute requirement that people have to adopt two kittens together, but that's what you recommend, or is that a rule that you go by?
It depends on what they've got at home. If they have a young, playful cat at home, they can adopt a kitten 6 months or older. But small kittens, 3 or 4 months old, they need to be adopted in pairs.
Okay.
And most of them have been in foster homes and have bonded, so we don't want to break that bond.
Right, right. Now, I often say that, generally speaking, from a behavior standpoint, that the best long-term relationships usually are for multiple cats, because cats in the wild don't generally live in groups other than lions, and then it's only the females. It is usually the best chances of real congeniality are as a group of neutered males. And then, so like when you have dogs and you have one dog, the general rule is you're going to get another one. You get smaller, younger, opposite sex. But from a behavior standpoint, with cats, you're usually better with same sex. Now, I don't know. Do you notice any different, Marilyn, in the adoptions that you do? Because sometimes it's pairs of females, sometimes it's pairs of males, but sometimes it's a male and female littermate. Do you see any differences in terms of how they get along overall?
None. Absolutely none.
And you don't have follow-up coming back at you that as they get older, it's a problem?
No.
Excellent. Nope. Excellent.
Yeah.
So pretty much you find if they're bonded from kittens and stay together that long, that the relationship usually holds well for the rest of their lives?
Mm-hmm. It does. It really, truly does. So, and I know we have people come in saying their last cat sprayed and it was a male, or their last cat sprayed and it was a female. So they don't want that gender this time. And so, there are a lot of, untrue beliefs that only males spray or only females spray or things like that, that,
Right, and of course we both know that spraying behavior in cats can probably it's fair to say that most of the time it is male cats marking, but female cats are just as capable as marking and spraying as males are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are for sure.
Now, yeah. I think the big difference, and sometimes that I think about is that. One difference between getting a male cat versus a female cat, the structure of their urinary tract system is different. So yeah. Female cats can have urinary tract infections or issues along that lines, and though it may be uncomfortable or cause them to urinate in places they shouldn't and all that sort of thing, have issues, it doesn't become life-threatening. Mm-hmm. But with your boys, their little urethra where the urine comes out, it has a bend in it. It curves. And so if they get the crystal stuff in their urine, it can plug up the tube that lets it out. So urinary tract issues with male cats can be more serious and that you have to pay attention to, because they can get blocked up. It can become a life-threatening situation. And so it's important, if you have a male cat, that you want to make sure that you know and have checked out what you're feeding, because food can have make a big difference in terms of that issue. But so that sometimes is, I know there was a point in my life, I remember decades ago, when I had male cats and a lot of urinary tract infections and blockages, that sort of thing. And there was a point in my life I thought, I'm not going to get male cats anymore. Well, of course, that didn't last very long. but I remember decades ago that I actually considered that. I'll just have females. I'm not getting males. But then, of course, I learned more about what causes these problems and haven't had a serious issue with that for a very long time. And I do. I'm down to just two kitties. I had seven, I think, when I early on out here, but I have a male and a female, but they get along okay because my female was she raised all the other ones, and so she's kind of mom. She does kind of beat up on Buzzy sometimes, but you know, moms can be that way, you know, kids get older. Anyway, so we're just about out of time, and I, gosh, I really appreciate, Marilyn, your time, and sounds like you guys are doing great work with all those adoptions going on, and once again, it's meowcatrescue.org is the website. You can go there, click on available cats and kittens or available dogs, puppies, that sort of thing, and you can look and see who's there. You can actually start the adoption process. Meow is open. The shelter is open for you to come and see who's available Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. Did I get that correct?
That's right.
Okay, so that means, like I said, you could cruise down this afternoon if you want to take a look, and then if you want to check out ahead of time, you could go to the website and see what's available. And then know that there'll be a lot more cats in the shelter by Wednesday. Is that's what you said, Marilyn, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Right. Outstanding. All right. Well, Marilyn, thank you so much. It was great to catch up with you. And we'll look forward to talking to you the first Sunday in February.
Okay. We'll talk to you then.
Happy New Year. God bless.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. That means we are pretty much done with hour number one. We got to fire up hour number two. And gosh, we are going to, you know me, I'm going to milk the jingle cats for all they're worth. And we will once again do a little Auld Lang Syne. And then, gosh, Nathan reminded me of something special, because there's also something special going on today. And we're going to celebrate that at the top of the next hour. So if you're wondering what that is and how what we're going to play, you're going to have to wait. Nathan will tell us all about it at 11. So we are going to do a little Auld Lang Syne, and I don't know, there's just so much, not even going to go into details, but I'm going to energize up this Auld Lang Syne with Auld Lang Syne, I think is the correct pronunciation, with our yogi energization prayer, just because I think we can all use it with what's going on. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body in mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats. They're coming up, and next up we're going to India, Help Animals India, and Eileen is up next. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.